Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
A person's way, Hebrew word derech, way, refers to everything about that person, his characteristics, his mannerisms, his nature, his path that he takes through life. And the really cool thing about a person's way is an exact, full-color, high-quality photograph of that person's heart. It shows you exactly what that person is. If you look at my way and examine that, it will show you exactly what I love, what I hate, what's good about me, what's bad about me, what I regard as important, what I regard as unimportant, what I'm committed to, everything about me. Or if you want it in the vernacular, it's how I roll. That's what the word way means. Okay? So, now you know what the word way means. What do you think about this? How would you feel if you had an opportunity to see God's way? That would be amazing, because if you could observe God's way, you would be actually beholding the very heart of God. Right? You would be looking at a high-quality, full-color photograph of the very nature of the Almighty Himself. His way. Well, that photograph exists, and it's called the Law of God. See, that's what the law is. God's way, His heart, is revealed perfectly in His law. His will, what He wants, is revealed in His law. In fact, many times the word law and the word derech, way, are used interchangeably in the Bible. Isaiah 42:24. Israel would not follow His ways. Or they would not obey His law. Deuteronomy 30:16. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and keep His commands and decrees and laws. When the writer of Psalm 119 goes on and on and on and on about how much he loves God's law, and he just loves God's law so much, this is why he loves it so much. It's not because he's enamored with rules. It's because he loves God. The laws of the state of Colorado are just rules. They're just restrictions. But the law of God is so much more than that. It instructs us about what God's desires and affections are. It shows us His will and His way. That's why we love it. It brings us into fellowship with Him. You know, we all desire fellowship with God, right? We just want to be near to God. But what is fellowship? Fellowship involves personal interaction, right? And that's an easy thing to understand with other human beings. You interact with them, you talk, they talk back. You see them, you touch them, you hear them, and you can interact in all those ways. You can't do any of that with God. He's invisible. You say, I can pray. Yeah, sure, you can pray, but He doesn't talk back audibly. He doesn't say anything. You pray and nothing happens that you can tell. You can read things that He wrote thousands of years ago to everyone, but how do you have a personal interaction with Him where you do something, and He responds, and then you respond to that, and then He responds to that, and you're interacting in real time? Well, there's a number of ways to do that. One way is when He promises something and you trust, He promises, you come to Him with a fear or a worry, and His Holy Spirit at that moment, right at that moment, directs your attention to some great promise in Scripture, and then you respond to that by trusting that promise. That's personal interaction in real time. That's fellowship. And when that happens, you're communing with God. You're having what people call a religious experience. A true religious experience, a true encounter with God is when you, it's not when you see some strange vision or out of body experience or go into a trance or something. It's an encounter with God is simply a personal interaction with Him in real time in which you and God are responding to each other. And one way that happens is when you worry, He promises, and you trust. Another way to personally interact with God, commune with Him, have a religious experience, is when He commands and you obey. And that's what I want to leave you with this morning, is the fact that it is a wonderful and glorious religious experience to have an encounter with God in which He commands you and you obey. You know, when you have an encounter with another human being, depending on the type of relationship you have, certain kinds of interactions are more or less satisfying and delightful, right? For example, when you're young, the most satisfying and delightful kind of interaction with your best friend might be competition, right? Playing some one-on-one, or having a race or something. If you're married, you might be delighted by an interaction that involves snuggling on the couch together and holding hands and speaking tenderly to each other. But you have zero desire to do any of that with your best friend. And you're really not especially interested in getting into a foot race with your wife, probably. So the most satisfying kind of interaction with your grandma is different than either of those. And the most delightful kind of interaction with your boss might be something else again. My point is, depending on who the other person is and what type of relationship it is and what you are and what they are, various different kinds of interactions are less appropriate or more appropriate, and more satisfying or less satisfying, or more delightful and less delightful. And the same is true for your relationship with God. Between you and God, one of the most satisfying, delightful, appropriate, pleasing, beneficial kinds of interactions is when He's commanding and you're obeying. That's when you fit together. There's so much that's good about that. In those moments when He's commanding something that reflects His way, His heart, and you're obeying and responding to that with eager trust and willingness, what's happening at that moment is He's providing wisdom and you're receiving it. He's providing instruction and you're learning. He's opening up the way to life and you're stepping onto that way. He is in His ideal role and you're in your ideal role. And when He's commanding and you're obeying, that is one time when you're perfectly safe from any ultimate harm. Some temporary painful things can happen to you while you're obeying God, but nothing can do you any eternal harm at that moment when He's commanding and you're obeying. God is a perfect King, and it is a wonderful experience to be reigned over by a perfect King. And that's what's happening when He's commanding and you're obeying. And when you have that kind of interaction with Him, all is well. All is well, even if you're in pain. It's not only guiding you in the way that you should go in life, but it's improving your soul, and it's edifying you, and it's strengthening you, and it's sanctifying you, and it's giving you greater access to more grace, and it's changing your affections and your desires and your will and your attitude to be closer to what they should be. And it's a mark of greatness in the kingdom of God.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.